Honey, be the humanist. Listen closely, yeah. Pretty on the outside, dark from within. Yeah. Consumed by her pride, she hides it with a grin. Yet the tears, they will fall for heart, she fought to win. Label fucking crazy, show she writes with a pen. Get so it? Tired of the gas lights, tired of the fake fights, tired of the fact you beat me down.
Humanist, I want to welcome you back to another episode of season 10 of Cosmic Collision, known as Countdown. Now, if you hear something in the background, it is my fucking bullshit ass landlord being a dick, making loud noise, but it is what it is. In the end, I will be victorious. I know that for a fact. So, let's move on to the third episode. Something that has been on my mind for quite a while, talks about everything needing to be stable and we're facing collapse. So I gladly present to you the third episode of the 10th season, Stability Collapse. Can we say for sure that things are getting better? I beg to differ. The levels of violence is through the roof, ranging from domestic violence to multiple incidences of child abuse. It's frightening how we went from a somewhat sensible society to the clusterfuck of political correctness, hypersensitivity, and overreactions to situations that we used to have intellectual conversations about. Where we stand as a society is just plain damn pathetic, and I tell my listeners right now, please mind the fucking noise. Sorry, but this is how I feel about everything. Over the last year, I have seen families fall victim to dirty tricks from the real estate industry, seen a lot of violence, and it just keeps getting worse. We stress stability, but why are we heading towards a collapse? If there are so many programs and initiatives being implemented and the ones currently available are still in use, then why are we seeing a sharp rise in poverty? I keep seeing the same damn patterns. Promises broken. Families destroyed. Homes taken. We see it all the time. We fight against it. We win some, we lose some. The protections that are meant to help many are being attacked and dismantled. They preach about stability, yet they cause collapse. That's the game. That's how they play. It has been a fucking roller coaster of sneaky tricks to upend our rights as human beings. So much ambition, and the result is that more lives lost, more costs to be paid. I really can't wrap my head around it anymore. Why is there so much bragging about caring for humanity when we see what we do to it? And yeah, there are opportunities out there, but even that has become damn near impossible. NFTs, cryptocurrency, social credit system, where does it end? This insanity is just unnecessary. We have known for a very long time that all they want to do is redistribute the wealth, known as the Great Reset. Guys, it's financial slavery. That's why the prices have become out of control. That's why we have an ongoing fluctuation of a lack of housing and food insecurity, war, corruption, and apathy are running the show now. Yes, there are beautiful moments in life itself, but the darkness stemming from the inner workings of this heartless system are being made bare. How can anyone afford to live in this society now? The instability of rent, food, and essentials have increased rapidly. But as usual, the political landscape is more obsessed with getting new puppets in to do the bidding of the World Economic Forum and nothing else. Where we stand as a society is nothing more than a damn nuisance to them. So now they are putting in laws to take more control of our lives. For what we want most, a price must be paid in the end. They are making us give up our freedoms for a paltry check. How many times are we going to keep submitting to this bullshit before we realize that we are dealing with some toxic-ass, narcissistic, maniacal serial killers that only want to wreak havoc on innocent lives because they have nothing better to do than to fuck with millions of lives because they have this false sense of being entitled to mess with other people's business? It really pisses me off when people think they have the right to impede on others' progress in life, only to destroy their psychological state and make them question life altogether. For nothing is really stable. It just looks that way. Until next time, watch the clock and be aware.